a word for you from Daniel chapter 5, verses 10 and 11. The queen, because of the words of the king and his lords, came into the banqueting hall, and the queen declared, "O king, live forever. Let not your thoughts alarm you, or your color change. There is a man in your kingdom in whom is the spirit of the holy gods. In the days of your father, light and understanding and wisdom, like the wisdom of the gods, were found in him. And King Nebuchadnezzar, your father the king, made him chief of the magicians, enchanters, Chaldeans, and astrologers." It goes on to say that there was an excellent spirit that she recognized in Daniel. Of course, he was the man who she was pointing out to King Belshazzar. He should have known more. He shouldn't have started with the Chaldeans and astrologers and all these other wise men. He should have known about Daniel and his three friends. His queen knew because she knew the history. Although she speaks here and in other places, it also speaks about King Nebuchadnezzar being the father of Belshazzar. Actually, he was probably the grandfather or even more distant, showing how even that little bit of knowledge that he should have known from the history of King Nebuchadnezzar about God, the living God, and the judgments that were poured upon King Nebuchadnezzar, and his salvation and his rescue by God, his forgiveness, his returning to a sane mind, King Belshazzar should have known. He probably knew it, but pushed it to the back of his mind. And so when he was desperate for help, for he knew that what was written on the wall was bad news, that's why his knees shook together. He lost control of his own body. And so the queen, recognizing that he was in trouble, said, "Don't let your thoughts alarm you, or your color change. O king, live forever." Little did she know that her husband was to die that very night. But she had some information that was to be useful, and God was to use it. She said, "There is a man." And the man of whom she spoke, Daniel, she says it in these heathen ways, but you can recognize that she saw and knew something of the history of this man, that in him dwelt the spirit of the holy gods, and King Nebuchadnezzar had made him chief over all the wise men. Of course, now he was not in that position anymore, but she remembered. Why don't you remember where salvation is found and turn back to the living God?